Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Huh, I tell you. You know what? I'm excited. And the reason I let out that little sigh there was because I'm also really nervous and really dreading having to play this. But hey, we have made our bed and now we will most definitely be lying.
I'm going to be positive about this. Maybe it's because I've been away for a week and I'm not in a negative place. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm going to be positive.
And I'm going to say that me and you probably did, you know, an all right job of the Sugar Hill Clubs or the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight.
Yeah, we did an okay job.
Because Chris, me and you.
Yes.
Our Rapper's Delight.
We are our own Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes, we
you know
are.
What I'm saying? Getting busy up in here. Well, look, alright, so here's how it works. Basically, this originally, literally, I'm not joking here when I say this either, this started as a joke. This started as frivolous nonsense. But
and now, has kind of taken over our lives. I mean, I find that even when I'm not in studio or not at work, I'll be listening to it and I'll be like, oh God, there's a rap verse in that. And then I'll Shazam it. And then I'll take a picture and I'm like, right, that's what we'll do on Monday.
Oh, yeah, you tell you, it's all consuming now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, okay, well, look.
Chris, would you relax over there?
No.
What's wrong? You're very dramatic, lady.
I have to play you these raps. Like, basically, it's Kira and I rapping the track. Okay, rapping Rapper's Delight.
Okay,
and you definitely
just
know Rapper's
Delight.
Just
play roll it there, Chris. I'll go first. Because
you want to go first?
Yeah, I feel like you're very nervous and a little bit agitated and a little bit dramatic. So I'm going to be the cool, calm customer in studio tonight. And you just play mine first.
Kira, you have no reason to be a cool, calm customer. Tell you that right now.
Chris, why do you always do this? Why do you plant a seed right before you play it? I think that my track will be perfectly fine. Now, please play it. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're going to hear two. You're going to hear mine. You're going to hear Kira's. And then you're going to have to decide who did better. Okay? So 51552. I would ask you, of course, to refrain from making any voting decisions until you have heard both. You're going to hear two. You're going to hear mine. You're going to hear Kira's. I have to say, the beat is great.
The beat is awesome.
If the listeners get nothing else, they will get this good beat. So, 51552, simple as that. Oh, yes. And then once you've heard both, of course, then that's when the real decision comes and you have to decide who did better. First, we have Kira. Then we'll have me. And you know what, actually? I'm going to take this as a positive. You're right, Kira. We'll sit back, we'll embrace it, we'll enjoy it. Here's Kira's.
Said hip hop, the hippie to the hip hip hop, but don't stop the rocker to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the booger to the rhythm of the boogie the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Rock. You don't stop, rock the riddle that will make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Yeah, so there was that.
That was good.
Yeah, it was all right, actually.
Don't say that was that.
What?
Don't say that was that in that voice that you just used when you're like, oh.
That was all right, actually.
That was all right.
No, I'm not being smart. I agree, actually. I was expecting worse. You know what? I need to believe in us more. But anyway, there's Kira's version. 51552, once you've heard both versions. Because then you have the unenviable task of deciding who did better. Here's my version of Rapper's Delight.
I say the hip hop, the hip to the hip hop hop, and you don't stop the rocket, just bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie the beat. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Wonder Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the bang bang boogie. Let's rock. You don't stop. Rock the riddle that'll make your body rock. Well, so far, you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
That was brilliant.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't perfect, but I was very, very impressed with your accent and everything.
Also, what's he talking about when he says, like, the black, white, brown, and yellow?
I don't know.
Well, who's he saying hello to? Who's red? You know what I'm saying? I guess maybe he's trying to go to, like, oh, all the black people and all the white people were all together, but then he goes off on some colors I've never heard of. But anyway, hi, everyone. There you go. That's both versions.
That was good, Chris.
Do you think we were good?
I think we delivered.
Okay, look, I'll take that. I'll take a delivery. You know, I'll take a pass grade this evening. I'm not looking to get a first in this exam. I will take a pass, and I will take it with... I will snap it out of your hand, in fact. All right, 51552. Now that you've heard both versions, who do you think did better? Did Chris do better? Or did Kira do better? It is as simple as that. Dara is on the phone, I think. Dara, how are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm all right, Dara. I feel...
Dara
sounds like he has bad news to deliver. Yeah. Dara, lay it on me.
Be gentle with us.
Well, first of all, Kira saying Cork is absolutely hilarious. Like.
Dara, will you teach her how to say it?
Well, she's not from Cork, like, so it'll be tough.
It would, wouldn't it?
It would.
For an outsider to try.
Now, I have to say, Dara, we have you on the line to talk about the wrap-off now. Not
no, Dara, you just insult her about how she says Cork. That's fine with me, because I don't think Dara liked me tonight. So,
well,
you know...
No, Kira, just say Cork the way you want to, but just try and like at the end of it, you'll be fine.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Kira, do that again, please. Cork. Say Cork like.
No, see, now I feel under pressure.
Kira, come on, be pure decent. Yeah, exactly.
Cork,
come on,
like.
Kira. Yeah. What do you think of that, Dara?
It's better, like, yeah, it's better.
Okay, now can you tell us what you thought of the wrap-off tonight, Dara?
Yeah, no, because I'm done ridiculing you. Chris, you're going to be ridiculed here. Like,
oh, fantastic. That oh, that's good. Go for it, Dara.
Because, like, usually, you know, you have a bit of black in you, like.
Do you think?
I do, yeah. You know, you pull it off well, but you just forced it this evening.
You think I didn't come across as just authentically a bit black? You just don't think it worked, no?
Nah.
Usually
it's not bad, like, but not this evening.
Dara, I can't argue with you. I mean, if that's how you feel, and you know what, I respect you coming on and saying it, and you know, Dara, he gave it to me straight down the middle, Kira. I mean, there's nothing I can say there. So, Dara...
It's constructive criticism. Like,
I think so, yeah. So, Dara, if you had to go for someone, you're saying Kira tonight.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I'll take it. I will take that vote.
You know, like, neither of you really won, like, but...
Okay, thank you. Thank
I hear you, Dara. It's just kind of who lost less. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I get you. Yeah. Look, Dara, I like you. So, look, thanks for coming on anyway, man.
No bother, but...
There we go. He's decent, Kira.
He is, yeah.
You know? He's a decent fiend. I like him. But there you go. So, well, look, I mean, there's so many texts to get to. Someone says, Fiona says, sorry, Chris, Kira smashed that. Another one says, Kira killed it. Someone says, again, Kira wins hands down. Shane and Enniscorthy. Caleb says, oh, finally, one for me. Caleb says, Chris, you did awesome. Perfect man, you're awesome, dude. That's almost overdone, how much he likes me. But there you go. Someone says, 'twas a good rap. Kira's rap was a bit iffy, but good. But Chris was slightly better, even though he had the one rhythm slip up, so my vote goes to Chris, and that's from Charlie. All right, Charlie being a hard and stern critic this evening, Kira, but still giving us what he felt was a fair review, and that's fair enough. Someone says, Kira, just because. All right.
Thank you, Nigel in Portlaoise.
He says he absolutely loves
the show as well. So thank you, Nigel. This is a big shout out from Shay and the lads on the night shift in Kilcullen, by the way.
Yeah.
He said, great song choice tonight. My vote goes to Chris on a steady performance. Kira, on the other hand, poor girl, couldn't get a note out of the back. And that's, again, from Shay and the lads on the night shift in Kilcullen.
Oh, well, there you go. 51552, simple as that. Someone says,
I'm going to read this one out. Chris Green's head is so big, every time he turns around, it's his birthday. He's also a shit rapper, so Kira wins. Thank you.
You know, I would like to think that the size of my head does not have anything to do with how you would judge my rapping.
Yeah,
ability.
No,
that's
on Twitter, yeah, there's some interesting ones on Twitter, too. This, I'm just going to start with this one, Chris, and then you can take over.
Yes.
There's one clear winner, and she is at I Am Kira King. I would happily listen to her read a phone book all the live day long. Sorry, Chris.
Well, text her or tweet her, stay tuned after midnight, because that is exactly what we're going to be doing. Kira's just going to be reading the phone book. I'm very excited about it. Alan says, good rap. My vote this week is with Team Chris. Well, thank you, Alan. Owen says, well, Kira, you were trash, and Chris, you were great. Chris, my vote all day long. Well, thank you, Owen. Crown says, I enjoyed I Am Kira King's rap tonight. Oh, of course you did, Crown!
Thank you, Crown.
Oh, also, James says, listening to you guys reminds me of the babies roller skating in the Evian video.
Okay. That's really weird. Pumpkin says, Kira, I love you, but that was vile. My vote goes to Chris tonight. Kiss.
All right.
And Jemison says, Kira sound like a real lady of hip hop, but Lord baby Jesus in heaven,
Lord
Chris was
baby
amazing.
Jesus in heaven.
Chris was amazing this week.
All right. Well, look, despite that very positive out from Jemison, I still think, Kira, you are the winner this evening.
Really?
Yeah, I'm willing to admit that.
Are you serious?
I am brave enough to admit that. Though I did like Jameson's Lord Baby Jesus in Heaven.
Yeah, that was good.
Kira, I think you won.
Really?
I don't think we can dispute it, you know?
It wasn't a great win, though.
No, like, no, it was...
Especially after what Shay and the lads on the night shift in Kilcullen said, you know?
Yeah, well, that I you scraped it.
Poor girl couldn't get a note out of the bank.
Well, if I lost to that, what does that say about me?
I was rapping.
I know. You couldn't even get a note then.
Shut up, Chris. Just cut. Are you siding with Shay and the lads and Uncle Cullen, are you?
Well, I mean, look, I'm always going to think I won. But
that is true.
Obviously, tonight, the public is against me. You know, you can't win them all. And tonight is not my night, obviously. And hey, I am willing to be very, I would say, gracious. I mean, in Kira, I'm not even contesting your win. I'm saying well done.
This is very strange.
Yeah. Well, what can I do? You know, I mean, I think you are the winner this evening. So there you go. Chris and Kira. 2FM.